Now, this morning we're talking about Aidan Jacoby commemorative car show. Now, Aidan Jacoby was renowned for his incredible ability to capture the essence of automobiles in his artwork. His portfolio included everything from magazine illustrations to street machines to iconic show posters, T-shirt designs, and even custom paint on some of Australia's fastest drag cars. He was particularly proud of his work on the Bob Power T-Bird Slammer, which became the first sedan to reach 200 miles per hour, I think, in Australia. Sadly, the automobile and the art wheel and our community and, of course, his family lost Aidan far too early at 62 of a heart attack. His daughter, Emily McGregor, is here today to talk to us about the pre-80s car show that's going to be held on the 24th of November to commemorate Aidan's memory and to raise funds for the Heart Foundation. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Rosemary. Thank you for having me.
Now, Emily, your father had such a unique and beautiful way of combining his artistic talents with his love of cars. Would you feel comfortable sharing a special memory of his artwork or a car project that means a lot to you? And would you like to see something similar featured at the art show?
It may surprise people because he is most well known for the car artwork that he does. But the artwork that I value the most is the stuff I see every day. I'm lucky enough to live in a house that was designed by my dad. My children have his artwork on their school uniforms. He's tattooed me. We pass his artwork everywhere we go. He's done a lot throughout the Moreton Bay region that I don't think people realise is him.
Emily, everybody speaks so warmly about your father's wonderful enthusiasm and friendly nature. What part of this gathering do you think would bring him the most joy, especially knowing that it's helping others through the Heart Foundation?
Dad was always about community. He loved helping people and getting people together. Even back in the 2011 floods, the Ashbelt Demons, his car club, they got a group together and headed into Brisbane to do a cleanup after the floods. Dad's funeral was a really massive turnout. I've never seen anything like it before. It was incredible to see the reach that we had there. And then it was amazing to see the amount of people that after he passed went and then got their own heart checked out and are now taking care of themselves better. And I think that's been a special thing to see come out of it.
Absolutely. And given how your dad touched so many lives, Emily, in both his artistic and his automobile communities, and in particular his own beloved Ashbelt Demons, have there been any particular touching responses from people wanting to participate in the show that could mean a lot to you? And what would you like to share there?
A lot of the businesses involved with helping us on the day are actually businesses that Dad himself had worked with over the years or has been with while running events, along with different people that he's worked with in magazines and TV and radio. So they're all really wanting to come out for him, which just shows the respect that he's had from all of them over the years. We are very lucky to have a close family, but also an extended family within the Ashbelt Demons. So the day will be a celebration of these people as well. People also that have cars that Dad used to own will also be bringing them, along with the Mercury that my uncle finished after my dad's passing.
Oh,
so it'll be really cool to see all of his history together.
It certainly will be beautiful. Now, the Aidan Jacoby Commemorative Car Show will be held on Sunday the 24th of November from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And that's going to be at 369 Morayfield Road. And, of course, that's the La Precinct 369. Emily, what can you tell us about the day?
It will be a family day. All ages are welcome, with the pre-80s vehicles on display. It's a $10 entry per pre-80s vehicle, all going to the Heart Foundation. I am thankful to have 101.5 FM playing music for us on the day to keep up the atmosphere, especially after Dad worked with you guys on so many different events over the years.
He did.
And also having it at the La Precinct in Morayfield, which Dad also worked with and designed their logo. We also have a port from the ASRF. selling t-shirts with Dad's artwork, also being donated to the Heart Foundation, along with a barbecue run by the Wemuran Lions Club. Spectators don't have a cost to come along, but we will have donation tins available if they'd like to make a donation.
What a great thing. Emily McGregor, it's a fitting tribute and a commemoration of a man who lived, breathed, worked, and art and cars, not necessarily in that order, all of his life. But it's going to be such a fun day, and it's a real reflection of who your dad, Aidan Jacoby, was. And for a great day out, remember everybody, remembering a great man, but also raising funds for the Heart Foundation at 369 Moray Field Road, La Precinct 369, on Sunday the 24th of November from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Now, you can listen to this podcast again on 1015 website. It's keeping our community connected. Emily, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
No, thank you, Rosemary.